TJ, probably further ahead than the past, but, you know, we'll see how he is tomorrow. Workload for the week will probably be, similar to maybe less than the past couple weeks.
Mike, is it tricky looking at the Patriots' run game? How do you prepare for what they bring to the table? It seems like every week there's a different guy, and they're all effective, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, New England just, both schematically and from a personnel standpoint, do an excellent job, not only week to week, but in the course of a game. So you just got to stay in tune with, what they've done and what you think they're going to do this week.
What kind of stresses does Tom Brady put on any defense?
Tom Brady, excellent quarterback, great quarterback. So the ability to stress the defense comes in a couple different ways. Obviously the multiple run game, regardless of the personnel groups that they're doing it out of, his command at the line of scrimmage, his up-tempo offense, his cadence, his awareness, has a ton of experience, makes every throw from the pocket, so great player.
Both you and them got off to slower starts this season than you'd expected, and both have really recovered to the point that you're considered two of the top teams in the league. I know it's not new for you. You've done this the past two seasons, recover from slow starts. What's the key to recovering in season and getting to where you want to be after slow starts?
Well, I mean, I think you really just, take it one game at a time. You go back and look at the games early in the season. I think our football team has done a good job learning from those particular moments, both the positive moments and the negatives. So just the way you go about it doesn't really change regardless of the outcome of the game. So, there's some things that we weren't hitting on coming out of training camp. I think that was apparent early in the season. So we're playing better football, and we've been able to win some games.
Why is it important to have a good performance against a good team like the New England Patriots or any team that comes into
Lambeau? We're focused on winning. We have great respect for New England. I mean, their organization. All the way through. So, I mean, this is an important game because it gives us a chance to get the 9 wins. Something we've always stayed focused on, the importance of getting the 10 wins as fast as you can in every season. This is a home game. It's an opportunity to get to win number 9. It's against an excellent football team that's playing very well. These cross-conference games are always fun to compete in, especially since you only do it once every 4 years.
Mike, with Clay not being listed on the injury report, he came out. Okay.
Clay was full participant today, yes.
No lingering effects from the groin.
Full participant today. Yeah, looks good.
Mike, how would you rate your offensive line play the last few games?
Offensive line's playing well, doing a lot of good things. I mean, I think if you look at the way they've finished the game in Minnesota, particularly has kind of been a consistent performance level. And, the pass protection has been very good.
Mike, what do you think? What are your thoughts on the hype that's surrounding this game? Good thing, bad thing, or meaningless?
I think it's our business. I look at hype and drama, ever how you want to look at it. I mean, you have real drama and you have made up drama. So we stay away from all the made up drama and we focus on the real drama, and that's playing the New England Patriots in Lambeau Field and all those big moments that are in front of us.
Mike, in your time with Aaron, has he ever played this well for such a prolonged stretch of time?
That's a good question, Tom. I'm kind of spoiled. He's played at such a high level for a number of years. So I mean, to compare and rank it, I'll probably do a better job of that after the season. But he's in a really good groove right now.
Mike, what kind of challenge do these guys present schematically and with their talent at corner in terms of you trying to get the ball to your two best receivers?
Well, I think you stay true to the video. They're obviously very focused on personnel matchups. Past games will tell you that. We do some things and that we like versus certain people and certain coverages, and that's not going to change. So we're going to run our concepts.
Is this just one of 16 for you guys? Or you're talking about the real drama and made-up drama. Is this just one of 16, or do you view this as something?
I mean, it has to be. I mean, you get to play one game a week, and it counts as one win, and that's really, the size of it. I mean, this is an excellent, excellent football team. I mean, it's, I talked about, the organization. You think of Mr. Kraft and what they've done over the last 15 years. Coach Belichick and his career. I mean, he has set the standard for an NFL coach over the last two decades. I mean, he's the one people look at when you talk about success and building a program, sustaining success, and the way they're doing it each year. So that's all noticed, appreciated, respected. But at the end of the day, we're focused on getting win number 9.
Yeah, Mike, what's your philosophy as far as dealing with us? Belichick purposely tries not to say much. And I know you don't like being asked about scheme and injuries, but you're usually pretty good with us. When you became a head coach, what was your kind of philosophy in terms of how you dealt with?
With the media?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't even know how to really put that in words. I mean, it's clearly the best part of my day. I get up in the morning and I check what time the press conference is going to be. But I have one thing I stay focused on. It's not to create questions for our locker room. That's pretty much my thought process when I walk in here every day.
So, Coach, just to pick up on that, this morning Coach Belichick was asked to compare both quarterbacks. He said, yeah, they both were number 12. And did that much, too. Do you have anything to add when it comes to the
I think comparable questions are tough. Stay away from them. I guess to add to it, I'd say they're both from California.